Welcome to God's Word for Us.com, Ghana's online Christian station. Be blessed as you listen to messages on the site.
Welcome to Word Explosion with Reverend Simon Afofo, Head Pastor of Grace Hope Chapel. Do you need direction in life? Are you yearning for a closer walk with God? Are you desiring to be fruitful? The Word of God provides the answers. Feast on God's Word and let the grace of God envelop you as you listen to this life-changing message. Be blessed.
She was tied like this. Tied. The hands tied. I suddenly took my phone and called. Is everything alright? Oh, daddy, everything is alright. Are you sure? Oh, daddy, everything is alright. I said, really? Okay, when I come back to Ghana. I came to Ghana. I started there. Everything was like, we need to pray for you. She said, when I said that she went to the gardens to pray, while she was praying in the gardens, a man of God was also praying and called and said, I see you tied. In the gardens. The same thing. Last week she was in my office and said, daddy, it is happening just as you said. It's like when she said it, suddenly good people just came upon me. Because I saw it vividly and she's not somebody who's even close to me. But I knew something was wrong. Ladies and gentlemen, we walk around in this life, but we are the victim of the supernatural. We are the mercy of the spiritual. That is why you've got to develop your spirit. Don't walk by sight. Make choices by sight. Walk by the spirit. I want to talk on how to develop your spirit, man. Number one. In the book of Revelation, we see four levels of spirituality. Four levels. I don't think I'm at the fourth level yet at all. But every one of us have to weigh ourselves and see which level we are in the spirit. Because it's in levels. We are not all at the same level spiritually. It's a joke. Levels. And every one of us must have a duty bound that as your physical body grows, your spirit will grow double. You are duty bound. Number one, maybe I'll share one. I'm going to continue. So, look at John. He said, I was in the spirit on the last day. And I heard a voice. I heard a voice saying, write this and send it. I was in the spirit on the Lord's day. What is on the Lord's day? Who knows what the Lord's day is? Sabbath, Sunday, day of worship. So he said, I was in the spirit on the Lord's day. This is the New Testament, so I'm sure it was a Sunday. Because you remember Jesus started revealing himself to them on Sundays and they started meeting on Sundays. You remember? Right. So he said, I was in the spirit on Sunday and a voice like a trumpet. Listen, when you become a Christian, when you come to church, you must be in the spirit. To be able to tap what God is your, it's the best place to exercise your and lift up your spiritual antenna, because God wants to release something to you. But you can come to church on a Sunday and be in the flesh completely. Look at that sister. Look at her dress. Look at her. Look at the way she dances. Look at the way she's talking. I don't like her shoe. Look at the pastor. Look at this cross, big like that. Why? You see this and that and that. And all along, when the word of the Lord is coming to you, you can't catch it, because although you are here, you are in the flesh. You are in the flesh. And you are thinking, when we close, I'll talk to that lady. Her hair is very nice. Really? All this revelation that John had, he was in the spirit on the last day. Church is a place where when you come, your spiritual antenna should be released and open. Lord, Master, speak, for thy servant heareth. Eli told someone, he said, when you hear the voice of Teta, say, Master, speak, you are in church. You don't come to church to envy, to gossip, to talk about people, to weigh people's grammar. You are in church to tap into the supernatural and hear God's voice. And I've taught you before, God's voice, your pastor's voice, is like God's voice. And God, have you noticed that sometimes you come to church and I can preach a sermon and it is like I knew what was happening in your house yesterday night? How many know what I'm talking about? Oh yes, I hear about it all the time. All the time. One time, even an example, I said, somebody said, give me your keys, give me my keys. Exactly that thing happened in somebody's home the day before. Give me the keys. And the person was panicking and she rushed. She said, Pastor, if I spoke, he said, when it happened, I told him I'm going to report to Pastor. If I had come to you, he would say you are preaching with him. Thank God I hadn't gotten to you before he gave this. He said, exact words that were used in my house. Yeah, but instead of you coming to church and saying that God is speaking to you and the Spirit of God wants to address your particular situation, you understand that when we come to church, they are talking about us. You are that important? You think you are that important? You think you are too big? But God's Spirit is the one that's speaking. Paul said, you received me, church in Macedonia, not like a mere man, like an angel of God, almost like Jesus Christ. It's your duty to see that on the Lord's day, when God's word is coming, and sometimes when I even stretch forth my hand, it's a prophetic speaking to somebody there to receive a blessing. But you can be there and you are unaffected because you are in the flesh. You are in the flesh. You can't see what spiritual things are going on. You can't see. And I was in the spirit on the Lord's day. And the spirit, the voice spoke to you, write down. That's why you must be alert. Sometimes you're holding the pen, but you're not writing everything. But once a certain word drops, because God is speaking to you. You are alert and you are following. Say, God has something for me this Sunday. I was glad when they said, let's go to the house of God. There's a revelation coming. God is speaking. And these seven churches he wrote to, all of them before he ends, six to seven times, he said, he who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying to the churches. the Spirit always speaks to the church. But when you are carnal,
people can even get offended. Meeting and all, because I remember serving you. Oh, poor you.
How you missed out on a great opportunity to refine your life, to redefine your life. In the Spirit, on the Lord's day. So, please, when you come to church, don't sit by people who can distract you. Are you understanding me? Change your position. Sit at the place where you can strategically position your. It's not entertainment. It's not fun.
Go to camp meeting where people are tapping and then you're with a beloved. You can't even dance. You can't even worship. Suddenly, your hands are like this. You can't worship. I've got to be diplomatic otherwise. Man.
Really? Go to camp meeting. When we go to spiritual places, it's not my wife, my girlfriend. We have come into the presence of God and some things are being downloaded. As I'm preaching, some miracles are being downloaded. Some blessing, I feel the blessing of the Lord in the house now. And somebody can receive the blessing and go back a better person.
Somebody else also can go back with a curse. The same church.
Why has evil, Peter, to why has evil corrupted your eyes? You have no share. Say, you'll be blind. Because the guy's thoughts were wrong. You have no share. You lost out on a great opportunity to receive a blessing. So, ladies and gentlemen, church time is a spiritual antenna level raising.
I've seen somebody since we started this service, been praying all through and following me. He's been praying all through. Since I started, and he's not even a member of this church.
But he has come to tap. And you are here, you are so much use. I know this pastor. As for pastor, he can preach on. And I even like his vocabulary. And did you see his tie? Oh, baby. And you go home and now you can talk about, our pastor is a very handsome pastor. My mercy. That's all you came to church for. I was in the Spirit on the Lord. Let me close. The second level. Watch this. Chapter 4. Now all that he was supposed to write was in chapter 1, chapter 2, chapter 3. To the churches. When he finished that, writing the seven letters, look at chapter 4, verse 1. After this, and I looked, and there before me was a door standing open. And the voice I had first heard speaking in chapter 1 spoke again like a trumpet and said, come up here, and I'll show you what must take place after this. Look at the next line. At once, I was in the Spirit. At once. Everybody say at once. Say at once. Boom, he was in the Spirit. This may not be a Sunday. This may be a Monday, a Tuesday. At your workplace. In the classroom. When you are driving. You can suddenly zoom into the Spirit. At once. That's another level. He said, come up here. It's another level. It's another come up. There's a higher level in spirituality. Where spirituality is not only on Sundays. But wherever you are at once. So you are at your workplace and you zoom into the Spirit. You move there. You switch. Because things are happening around you and they are trying to corrupt your spirit, but suddenly he said, come satire. You switch at once. You see, because step one is easy. Most people are very spiritual on Sundays. Step one. Hey, oh, pastor, don't worry. That's okay. Oh, I love you. But my sister, Tiana, that's my future.
then the flesh will take over. And then they are missing you.
At once. So wherever you are, you can zoom into the spirit at once. And you've got to develop your spirit, man, such that no matter where you find you, you are in the plane, suddenly you switch. Switch. Take your Bible and read. Switch. Put up that video, put up that TV and switch. Switch. At once. It's a level. It's a level in God. And it's a higher level. Wherever you find it, listen, because the world is hostile. The flesh lasted after the spirit, and the spirit after the flesh. There's a fight. There's a fight. Wherever you find yourself, for the flesh or the spirit to take control, as you must zoom in. Get out of the flesh. As I said, you can enter the bathroom and say, and overflow with thanksgiving. I bless you. I worship. I thank you. I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. And suddenly you are there in the spirit. Switch. Come up higher. Come up a bit higher. Sunday spirituality is not enough. Wherever you are, you can. Or some of this you can do to switch into the spirit. Put on some music, spiritual music, and create an atmosphere of spirituality around you. Suddenly put on some gospel music and let it begin to play behind the scenes. And suddenly you say, I will enter his gates with thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter.
For listening to Word Explosion with Reverend Simon Apopo, Head Pastor of Resource Chapel. We believe you've been blessed. For this and more life-changing messages, please make a date with us every Monday to Friday from 11:40 a.m. to 12 noon on Spirit 88.3 FM. We invite you to worship with us at Resource Chapel next to the House, Edum. Our first service is at 7 a.m. and our second service is at 9 a.m. on Sundays. For more information, please call us on 0264-203040 or 0322-191766 or email us at adumfie@gmail.com. We'll love to hear from you. It's your season of praise.
If you've been blessed by this sermon. For inquiries, please call +233 26767 6055 +233 26767 6055 or send an email to info@godswordforus.com info@godswordforus.com.